Circuit Judge Richard Neese granted the Government Accountability Board an extra 30 days to review recall petitions, giving the GAB a total of 61 days to complete its work. Neese also granted Governor Walker's campaign an extra 20 days to review the signatures. Neese allowed the extra time in part because of the huge volume of paperwork involved. More than a million signatures were turned in to recall the governor on an estimated 152,000 petitions.
These recall elections will be held. They're not going to be delayed unreasonably, but it seems to me that what the GAB and the subjects of the recalls are looking for here is not unreasonable.
Democrats want the board to move faster so an election can be held more quickly. Attorney Jeremy Levinson said the board could use a statistical sample of the petitions to determine whether the rest of them are valid.
There is no hocus pocus there. It is arithmetic. This could all be done within the 31 days.
Levinson also suggested that the board should call an election once it finds 540,000 valid signatures, instead of waiting until it has evaluated all 1 million. But Walker campaign attorney Stephen Biskupic said Republicans needed more time.
He wants an election, you know, as quickly as possible, but we have a statutory right and a constitutional right to take a look at the signatures.
Judge Neese also granted extensions to four Republican senators facing recalls, as well as to Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.